You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth from relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this time. We just thank you that as your grace, your mercy, your peace, your anointing, your life flows on the inside of us. It takes us to a different place. It allows us to rest. It allows us to rejuvenate. It allows us to come before your presence because you have the answer, because you are the answer. And we just thank you in advance that no matter what we face, no matter what we're going through, you died for it. And not only did you die, but you rose again. And when you rose again, you brought everything with you. So when we bow down, we only bow to something that's more powerful than us. But when we stand up with him. He is the answer to no matter what you're going through. When the doctor said that it's over, there's another answer. When debt says that it got you, there's another answer. When you're about to lose your mind, there's another answer. And it's called Jesus. Because whether you know it or not, everything has to bow to his name. Us in those situations, those circumstances. But the enemy is counting on you not knowing that. So instead of it bowing to him, we bow to it. No more. No more. No more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. See, I know I got a teaching. I know I've been teaching. But I got to go somewhere different this morning. Because see, I'm not, if I do what he says, I'm not responsible for the results he is. So you won't have any of this in the PowerPoint. Because I didn't know it until now. But I want to talk about three attacks. Three attacks. Because people need to understand what attack is. An attack is to take over what you possess. So if you don't have anything, why would I attack you? There has to be something that you have that the enemy wants, needs, and wants to possess. So you look at a poor country and you'll see certain people attack that country because they know about the minerals that are in the ground. So the people look poor, but they're not looking at the people. They're looking at the minerals in the ground. And they don't care about the people because their feeling is, it's okay. They didn't stop us. Nobody stopped us. So let's just do it our way. So turn to Luke chapter 4, verse 8 through 13 in the Amplified Bible. And talking about Jesus here, when Satan tempted him. Luke chapter 4, verse 8 through 13. Luke chapter 4, verse 8 through 13. And I'm going to read now the Amplified Bible. Jesus replied to him, it is written, and forever remains written, you shall You shall worship the Lord your God and serve only him. So Satan is tempting God, Jesus, and telling him, okay, you need to do this. Then it goes on to say, so then he led Jesus to Jerusalem, had him stand on the pinnacle, the highest point of the temple, and said markedly, y'all ever been marked when your self-talk comes to you? You ever been marked? You know, it has an attitude to it. It has laughter attached to it. Oh, you ain't no good. You ain't no melting nothing. You've been in Jesus for a long time, and what do you have? What do you possess? Are you still in the situation that you were in? And so that's mockery. Just like the enemy came to me the other day, and he said, Paul, you are discouraged. And I said, that's a lie. Now, I've used a lot of words before, but I recognize that's one word I've never used. I said, that's a lie out loud. How are you supposed to overcome your thoughts? Out loud. I said, that's a lie. I don't know what you're talking about. You got the wrong person. So let's move on. And Satan goes on to say, and if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, forever remains written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard and protect you. So the devil even quotes scripture. But there's a no anointing on it when he quotes it, because he's saying it mockery. He's using mockery to make fun of it. Then Jesus said, it goes on to say, they will lift you up on their hands so that you do not strike your foot against a stone. So that's Satan quoting scripture. Now, Jesus is supposed to let that happen? Jesus replied to him, it is said in scripture, you shall not tempt the Lord your God to prove himself to you. So Jesus has an answer for everything that Satan says, the same way we're supposed to have an answer for everything Satan says. We just don't stand there and fight like that. We stand there and say like that. When we say it, it comes to pass because we're saying it through faith and not through our ideas, not through our flesh. But check this out right here. When the devil had finished every temptation, how many temptations? He temporarily left him until a more opportune time. So battle number one, Satan tries to come to find out where your head is. So that's not the real battle. That's just, what do you call it, where you see the Navy SEALs out to investigate something? What is it called? Huh? Recognizance. So the devil's first attack is always recognizance. He wants to see, well, if this pressure comes, will you call on that name? Or will you bow to the pressure? Will your attitude change? Will you go into nitpicking? Y'all know what nitpicking is, right? You look sharp. All of a sudden, this shoestring is longer than that. Uh-oh. Is that nitpicking? The people you say you love, now you... Is hate a big word? I'm just going wild with y'all. Y'all don't mind? But I got to get you to understand the recognizance. He wants to know, okay, the money attack came. So maybe you used to tithe. But then all of a sudden, the money attack came. So are you going to tithe this Sunday? See, he's seeing what you're going to do when the real attack comes. So he's just hanging around for a little while to see what your reaction is going to be. You say you know Jesus, but are you quoting Jesus? You say you're in love, but are you lovable? I mean, I just got to let you know, because if you understand the attack, you pass the first one, and you throw him off balance. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Have any of us ever said special stuff to people just so we can get their reaction? Now raise your hand if that's you. All right, we ought to raise both hands and feet. Because you hit me, so what I want to do, Corey? I want to hit you back. But I don't want to hit you the same way you hit me. If you're a man, there's an area that people like to kick. Now I know what I'm talking about. So what you going to do when it comes for you? Sound like a song. All right? Not bad boys. But it's a real question. What you going to do? You in situations right now where he was testing to see. And so ask yourself this question. Y'all ready? Because in scripture says, Satan walks around what kind of lion? As a roaring lion. They don't say he's a lion. But can we imitate a sound? Talks about he walks around, roams about as a roaring lion. And he wouldn't be roaming unless he could find somebody that has separated from the pack. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Separated from the pack. So, you know, we got all these strong people over here. And then all of a sudden, that's where your strength came from. Your strength comes from him. And it comes from fellowshipping with people that don't know how to lose. Now, they sitting there. Now, y'all about like it, not like it. I got to talk about it. I got to go to your level because you like sports. Now, what's the guy that always wins Super Bowls? Tom Brady. Now, Tom Brady, they took a losing team. Say losing. Put one man in there, and he got him a Super Bowl. Now, can one man make a difference? Apparently. So I'm asking you, are you that man or are you that woman that can take defeat and make it victory? But in order to do that, we got to know that that was just recognizance. That wasn't a real attack. Because see, you're struggling with the recognizance, and you hadn't even got the real attack yet. Y'all see what I'm saying? So you gave up information, though I know where to hit this. I know where to hit that. So that's the first attack. Y'all got the first attack? So ask yourself this, those who watch, is there anything that I need to shift and move so I can bow? Is there anything? Y'all ask all out. Jesus, is there anything I need to shift and move so I can bow to you so you can deal with this? And y'all fill in the comment section. Talk to me. I'm talking to you. And anybody in here want to raise their hand about something he showed you that you need to make that adjustment to? All right. Pride. I hear one person say pride. Ego. They go together, pride and ego. Anybody on this side? Wanting to be liked. Okay. It has to bow. Anybody else? The second attack. Let me read Matthew chapter 12, verse 38 through 45. And this is in the Message Bible. Now, this is when we get the word. Right? We full of the word. We quoted the word. But then we got prideful, and what was the other one? An ego. We got prideful and got the ego going. Because if I tell you to turn to a certain scripture, you get there before everybody else do. But you're not just going to get there. You're going to make sure they see it. Y'all know what I'm talking about since you got iPads and iPhones? It was Matthew chapter 12, verse 38 through 45 in the Message. And y'all check this out. When a defiant evil spirit is compelled from someone, so that means you just got free, it drifts along through the desert, deserted, looking for a oasis, some unexpected, soul it can get ugly with. So it's looking for. Y'all see how it says an unsuspecting soul. So you got all this information. You got all this word on the inside. And somehow you decided, I don't need any more. And it goes on to say, when it doesn't find anyone, it says, this is what the spirit says. Y'all know spirits talk, right? I'll go back to Billy's house. I'll go back to Sally's house. But it says, I'll go back to the old house. So see, while he was gone, we were supposed to make ourselves new. We were supposed to have our mind renewed by quoting the word. We were supposed to be praying. We were supposed to be staying with iron sharpens iron. Y'all know that, right? Yeah. We were supposed to be doing those things. But see, we still didn't get it about the recognizance. We thought it was over and done with. But the script, if we go by what the scripture says, and it said that he left until a more opportune time. So is he coming back? Is he going to come back and mess with you? All right, let me keep going. And he said, I'm going to go back to my old place. On returning, he finds the person spotlessly clean, but vacant. See, we're supposed to have Jesus in it. We're supposed to have Jesus in the house. When the enemy comes back, Jesus would have been there. And not just taking a seat, but taking the house. If you walked in the bathroom, Jesus there. If you walked in the kitchen, Jesus there. Every room should be flooded with Jesus. But we had a little spot on the wall for him. You just sit right over here. But the rest of the house was vacant. It then ran out and rounded up seven other spirits more wicked than himself. So he said, I tell you what, this won't be hard to take because there ain't nothing in here. So let me go get somebody else, because what I'm going to do once I get those other seven, I'm going to put one in each room. So there's no rest for you no matter what room you go in. No matter where you go, it won't be rest. Now, this is the second attack. You may think you have cleaned out the junk. That's what this generation is like. You may think you have cleaned out the junk from your lives and gotten ready for God, but you weren't hospitable to my kingdom's message. Some people not excited about the message I'm giving you. I'm telling you, how many times the enemy gonna come? But he said, this generation don't want to be hospitable to what I'm sharing. Now, I went from what I had set up to share, what the PowerPoint had set up to share, because I'm hospitable to his message. When he tell me to jump, I say, hi, hi. Because I know when I jump, I'm going to come down with something totally different because it's anointed of him. But see, we want to run our own lives. Because after all, I know better. Anybody ever say that? I'm looking at the clock. This side is there. This side is holy over here. They're not holy. They're shaking their head. All right, just checking. But you weren't hospitable to my kingdom's message. See, I don't come up with the messages. He does. He knows what this congregation needs. He knows what this body needs. He knows who's watching today and that needed to hear what's being shared. Now, what was the first attack? Recognizance. Okay, scoping the joint out. Number two, the house is clean, but I didn't put him in it. So he sent out more people to check it out, send out the spirits. Because this time, the first one was just to check everything out, to see where it is, where you are. The second one was to occupy. So he sent those people, and they didn't leave. They took their rooms. What's in each room? What's in the room of your house? And I'm talking about your brain, your head, your mind. What's in each room? When I'm doing counseling, I watch body language to see what people are hiding. Because you can hide a frown in the middle of your head, and they've got something attached to it. You can hide something in your hand. It's got something attached to it. So I'm looking for it. I'm looking to see, did we get it all, or did you decide you wanted to hold on to just one thing? But the one thing you hold on to is where the door will be open to bring those other six guys back. So if you're going to get healed, you might as well get healed, because he's going to let his boys back in. The third attack, this is the real one. This is the one that he had in mind all along. This is Matthew chapter 26, verse 38 through 39, and then 45. This is Jesus talking. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's about to lose his life. Lose in the sense that he's going to lay it down. So see, Jesus knew what was coming because he knew the first attack. Just to find out where he was. You follow me? So this is what he said. This is Jesus. He began to be grieved and greatly distressed. So do you think Jesus understood what his emotions were? So he decided, he said, I tell you what, since I'm grieving and I feel distressed, I'm going to call on my disciples to help me through this. Now, he's calling on them because they all have been with him the longest. He told them the secrets of the kingdom. He told him how to lay hands on the sick and see him recover. So when you're spending time training people that you have in your inner circle, the first people after Jesus is them. Because you taught them how to pray, how to read the word, how to lay hands on the sick, how to overcome situations and circumstance. So he acknowledged his emotions. How many of us need to acknowledge our emotions? And I'm talking, okay, I see men raising their hand for the first time. Glory, hallelujah. Because we tough, we special. But if I see Jesus feel, can I feel? And he goes on to say, then he said to them, and now he talked to his disciples, the guys he hung with. He didn't talk to the 40. He talked to the guys he hung with. He spent time with. When everybody else is sleeping, he's talking to them. Then he says, my soul is deeply grieved so that I am about almost dying of sorrow. So he talked to his disciples. He said, stay here. Now, whatever you're going through, you are the only one that can go through it. Cool, come up for a second. Now, how far can I go over here, right here? Okay, Corey, come with me for a second. I want you to stand right here. Now, turn around facing this way. Now, Corey and I are in agreement. This is the guy I spent my time with sowing into. So, now, this is where the battle is going to take place. You stay right there. Okay, y'all see where the battle is going to take place? Can you see it? Now, Corey can only go with me, come with me. But he can't step into the battle with me. But I'm relying on him to pray for me, to stand in agreement for me. But I have to fight the battle myself. But you asleep. Thanks, sir. But the people you spend time with are asleep on you. So he approached them several times and said, look, guys, all this time I spent with you, can you just stay awake and keep watch with me? He didn't even ask them to pray. He just said, stay awake and watch with me. So if his head would go down, they supposed to come up, but hey, it's going to be all right, just stand. But they couldn't come all the way to the fight. Corey could whisper, hey, pastor, just raise your head up, man. Don't look down, look up. But Corey sleep. And after going a little further, he fell face down and prayed, saying, my father, if it's possible that it's consistent with your will, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. So right there, he's talking about replacing the thought. He didn't rebuke the thought. He replaced the thought. I'm getting ready to go to the cross. I know they're getting ready to beat me. I know they're getting ready to hurt me. I know they're getting ready. I'm going to be separated from you from the first time in my life. Is there another way that it can be done? And he changed it. He said, but not my will, your will be done. Come up for Elizabeth. Come up for a second. Now, me and Elizabeth, she's standing with me. I spend time with her. Now, I got to go to the same place, so you can't go all the way with me. But I'm telling you, okay, so let's walk. And then when Jesus, he returned to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? So now, when I saw Elizabeth, she had her eyes open. When I saw Elizabeth, she was standing with me. But then when I went to fight the battle, and I turned around and looked, you sleep? When I looked to find out whether she's still with me, where's she at? She's asleep. Then I looked over here and he's asleep. I looked over there and she's asleep. I looked over there and she's asleep. So it's just me and God here. Well, I was supposed to have help. Help wasn't there. Well, you can have a seat. Wake up now. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Listen, the hour of my sacrifice is at hand. What he's saying is, it's time for me to leave. I taught you, but you failed the test. So now that I went up there and I had to go by myself. But do you understand what I'm saying? He said, listen, the hour of my sacrifice or the attack is at hand. When we spend time in the presence of God, we know when the attack is coming. Because the recognizance, they already been, and I'm still alive. I'm still living. I'm still strong. Now, when I got cleaned out or I got delivered, then I made sure that I put only his word, his prayer, his agreement, his anointing, his blood in those rooms. So when the final battle comes, who's going to know first? We are. Because he said, the hour of my sacrifice or attack is at hand. So there's three battles, guys. The first one is only to see what you're going to do. The second one is to check to make sure you don't have any weapons that you can use. That's why they really went up in the house. Because they knew the house, which is mine, is supposed to have Jesus in it. Supposed to have the scriptures in it. Supposed to have prayer in it. If they looked around, they could find out, you know, if they're looking through the paper book, well, they don't have Rolodex anymore. So if they look through the iPhone, they would see the calendar. On Thursday night, they're looking at service. On Sunday, they in service. But when they look through the Rolodex, through the iPhone, I'm telling my age, they look through the iPhone, all they saw is clean. Wait a minute, they saw the bar. Y'all know what bar is, right? They saw the bar. They got a calendar, meet friend at the bar. they saw who they're going to sleep with. Wait a minute. Sneak in the window. The spouse is out of town. When they were looking through the iPhone, they saw where you were going to be. And they said, that's a good place to have the final attack. So what have you told him he can do to you? What have you told him he can do to you? Where are you supposed to be that you're not? Who are you supposed to forgive that you haven't? What are you supposed to pay that you didn't? What are you supposed to be in that you're not? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I gave them exactly what you told me to give them. So people have asked me a couple months ago, Pastor, what's your urgency? Because I knew the attack was coming. And I wanted to make sure that the people were ready for the attack. So are you ready for the attack? Are you going to bow down to the enemy? Or are you going to bow down to Jesus and tell the enemy he has to flee? When Satan as a roaring lion walks around looking for someone to devour, will he find you? Or will he find the God that you serve? It's real. So it's not what you're going through. It's how you're processing what you're going through. Processing means I'm taking a look for what this thing really is and what it really says. And I'm saying enough. You showed up at the wrong place, and I'm gonna make you pay for that. So just repeat after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Your word says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus, I call on your name now. I ask you to come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Therefore, according to your word, I am now saved. In Jesus' name, amen. So guys, I wasn't talking to anybody in specific. I'm talking to everybody who knows that the battle is coming. Christian and unchristian, saved and unsaved. For the unsaved, I say, come in. To those who are believers, I'm saying, make sure you understand that there are three battles. And Jesus has won them all. But like they put somebody at the border, you got to make sure you enforce the win. Don't spend so much time looking at the problem. You look at the Savior who made the promise.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.